Kenosha Sports Extra, Pat Hegewald, following up on a conversation we had with Scott Covelli from the Basement Benchwarmers about the upcoming politic fiasco known as the presidential election. And we're bringing back one of our favorites, the closer, if you will, from Kenosha Sports Extra, the AM 1050 version. Please welcome back to the program, the voice of reason, VOR. Welcome to Kenosha Sports Extra.
Hey, how's everybody doing on this amazing podcast evening?
A transition from the radio broadcast to the internet version of the show, and it seems like no matter how many times I try to do this, whether it be as Mr. Vegas or the voice of reason, I just can't seem to shake you.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I mean, when you bring so much to the table, I mean, how could you possibly change platforms and not have some semblance of reason in your voice?
So I was talking to Scott Covelli from the Basement Benchwarmers about just politics in general, because he had posted something, and it was kind of middle of the roadish, kind of a logical look at how I like to think, and I just kind of wanted to get your two cents on, I don't know, the book version or the clinical version of how someone who would be a normal person in normal everyday life, and if you were to go into a meeting with that person, whether it be about family, about business, about school, about whatever, that you would be able to have conversations with that person, and if there was some BS, that person would likely say, well, you know what, I followed you on this, that, and the other thing, but over here, this part here, you know, no, I'm calling BS on that. And when we're completely racked with two presidential candidates who are complete BS almost completely, my question is, what's the clinical version? What's the book version of how someone who would be a seemingly reasonable person when it comes to almost every other thing in their life, and then it comes to this, and somehow Donald Trump could do no wrong, and Joe Biden is the spawn of hell, or vice versa, and actually just dig their heels in and stay strong about that? What if it was the same type of logic based in a business boardroom or a family meeting? You'd get laughed out of the room.
Well, first of all, let's just talk about that so many people see and hear what best suits them. Not necessarily objective, not factual, but what works for my personal narrative. And if I'm on one side or the other, and this is what I believe, that when you present to me information that does not work, we could very easily dismiss it. Very, very intelligent, intellectual thinkers can dismiss it, which is the power of science, right? We need to be able to do studies, and they need to be repeatable, and we need to be able to get the same outcome. And what happens so often in the world of politics is it's so red or blue that I can only see through my red glasses red. If you give me the bluest thing in the world, the only thing that's going to happen is it's going to be green, right? Because I'm seeing blue through my red glasses. Vice versa, obviously, if I have blue glasses on and you show me red, I just simply can't see it. It just simply shows up to me as a different color. And then I can justify what green means to me, and it could totally mean something different to you than it does to me. And that's how it all works. And that, of course, is the power of the subconscious mind and how the human being actually works and makes their decisions on a daily basis.
Talking to the voice of reason about just human nature, because this is still more of a human nature thing. And you know, you said out loud in 2015, 5 years ago, people, the voice of reason said out loud on my show that by 2020, because of social media, nobody would be electable as president of the United States. And I guarantee you, you were laughed at. And I guarantee you, people thought you were completely full of it. And now here we are, as of the taping of this show, 21 days away from the election, and nobody's electable. Nobody's electable. I mean, how could you possibly believe the validity of that statement, or was it more of a statement based on the power of social media, or did you honestly really believe that it would go that far that by 2020 no one is electable?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I mean, first of all, you have to look at just the unbelievable scrutiny that you have to be willing to put you and your family through. I mean, you have to elect to be willing to do that. And so many just simply aren't. And where we live now in this world where everybody has an opinion. I mean, think about it. It was just a few years ago where if you had a job and you had a boss that was not cool, maybe you could tell one or two people, maybe a couple coworkers, maybe your neighbor, maybe you could tell your immediate family, but you couldn't tell the world. You couldn't make an announcement about it. You couldn't just blab on and on about how horrible your leader is. And we talk about the scrutiny that the current president is under is completely unprecedented. Like at times in history, these everyday comments we hear now would be illegal. They would literally be grounds for some type of jail time, like attacking people's families and decisions that they've made. And now we see it happen all the time where things that people wrote a long time ago are now coming back to be literally define a human being. Well, you got to let people defend themselves, and very much so in politics, you're just not allowed that ability, and it's basically just going to become truth. It's just going to become fact. And if you spend the rest of your life defending every single time you're attacked, that is all you'll do for the rest of your life.
Talking to the voice of reason about human nature, and rolling into, I don't know if you had the opportunity, and I've only seen half of it. I want to watch the rest of it, but Bill Burr hosting Saturday Night Live, kind of making fun at the cancel culture, only to just be completely attacked by the cancel culture somewhere later in the week after hosting SNL. And I read a few things on it because it's always fun to read what people say about it before you actually hear it for yourself. And like I said, I've caught some of it, and it's very Bill Burr-esque. It's what he does. It's like you don't hire that dude to host Saturday Night Live unless you're well aware that that's exactly what you're going to get. And you know, true to form, he did exactly what he said. He was, you know, what you would expect him to do. And now, you know, ripping the cancel culture has got him in trouble with the cancel culture. And, you know, another thing that, you know, no matter what you say or how you say it, somebody's always going to be offended. It's the world that we live in. And you know what? I'm an old man. I hope not to be considered the, hey, you damn kids, get off my lawn, old man. But I'm just having trouble wrapping my head around where the hell are we going with all this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of unbelievable. I actually did get a chance to see that, and obviously read a lot of the comments as well. And it certainly reminded me very similar of Dave Chappelle, obviously a very, very famous dude in that space, where an Asian woman went bonkers on him and said how racist he was. And of course, his response was, well, you must not know me very well because my wife is actually Asian. And very similar to Bill Burr, he gets up there as a white, you know, you hear the white male, like, oh, he's a white male. I'm assuming a lot of the people don't realize that Bill Burr is married to a black woman. Like, he literally is smack dab in the middle of this, and this is funny, and it's humor, and it's culture, and it's turning the mirror inward. And of course, the technical term would be a biased blind spot. We are so biased for ourselves, and then we have so many blind spots where I don't really care that Bill Burr is married to a black woman. It means nothing to me. What means to me is you're white, you're a man, you said something, I don't think it's funny, therefore you're inappropriate. I just do not have the ability to see the world objectively. I don't really care about facts. I don't care about researching. That means nothing to me. I am going to hear something in a vacuum, make a what would be considered just an instant judgment, and then all of a sudden, my opinion has validity. It's real. This is truth. This is fact. And the thing about the bias blind spot is we've read a book a long time ago, right, that said, please be careful because you actually comment on a speck in your brother's eye when there's a log hanging out of your own. Well, we've taken care of that. We've actually healed that. We actually have... It's called CNN and Fox, and you could turn to your flavor, and magically your log disappears.
What's the name of the book, Mr. Know-It-All? I've never read that book.
You certainly have. It was written a while back. I think a lot of folks are big on it, called the Bible.
Oh, here I was thinking it was Think and Grow Rich or something that you're throwing at, and it's the Bible.
No, well older than that, actually, considerably older. And it said, hey, be careful, don't throw stones, live in a glass house, don't judge someone, you know, the dinner in hell as a long spoon, like, feed the person across from you, give a little bit, give it a shot, you know, maybe listen from time to time, and maybe your life will get a little better.
Talking to the voice of reason about reason and logic and... some things that I think might be gone by the Model T Ford, but yeah, it's unique times that we live in, and you know, who knows what the next day brings, let alone what, you know, a year, 2 years, 3 years from now is going to bring. But you know, I always kind of try to do my best to lean on you to help bring us maybe a little bit closer to the ground. And for those of you who have never heard the Voice of Reason before, there's a reason why he's the closer of my show, because chances are he's already pissed you off at least once. And second chances, you're like, well, who is this arrogant prick? And yeah, he's all of that and then some more, but you're not going to find anybody who's read more, who's studied more, who's got more degrees, who can think about things that maybe you haven't, who's got the stones to say 5 years ago that in 2020 nobody will be electable as president because of social media. You got to have a set of onions to say stuff like that and actually mean it. And you know what? There hasn't been a whole lot of stuff that between you and I that we've said that hasn't necessarily come true, because when he was just candidate Donald Trump, I said probably a month after you said your famous quote that Donald Trump will be without question one of the most influential presidential candidates of all time, not because he was doing groundbreaking stuff, not because of policies that I was certain were going to skyrocket the United States back to the top of the pile, simply because we knew he was going to be the guy that was going to turn back the curtain, and you knew you were going to actually get a real look at what politics has become, which has been all along my definition of woke. I don't give a crap about your woke culture that, you know, will forsake 8 million people to make sure this one person is clear. I don't believe in that. I believe all people have equal value, but sooner or later you cannot be all things to all people. What's good for one isn't necessarily good for all. It's called the fallacy of composition. It's an economic term and one I happen to believe in. But, you know, I don't know that we've said all that much that has been all that crazy, and it's all basically been very non-political and very logic-based.
you know, we can really get old school here and let's just talk Wizard of Oz. Let's literally break down the book, break down the movie. What really happens? Well, it's this massive journey to actually find externally what each one of those characters already had. They weren't actually searching for a thing or a person or somebody to inject them with anything. It was a journey of self-discovery. You already have these things. And can you imagine Dorothy's shock when she hears you could have went home anytime you wanted to? You could have just made a decision. You opted to go on this unbelievable journey to find yourself, and then ask yourself, did you feel better when the Oz was just this unbelievable all-knowing voice? Was it kind of a spoiler when you found out it was just a dude, or was that awesome for you? As a matter of fact, those are two types of people watching that movie. Like, oh, there's not this pie in the sky, there's not this magic fairy dust, but rather it's within me, and it's not this magic curtain with this loud voice, it's just another person who actually is the drive that gives me the motivation to wake up every morning to find that which is already in myself. I am the answer to my own question. Unfortunately, that's not politics. That's not policy. It is really you. It is a collective decision by a bunch of yous making a smart, intelligent, well-educated decision that will thrust the future of this country, no questions asked.
To use. You can't say use and not get in a little Joe Pesci reference, but talking to the voice of reason just about things, and you know, again, the Wizard of Oz is a great thing, because in my opinion, as it has been for years, is I definitely cheer way more for your junior senator out of Arizona, Kristen Sinema, than I would for Biden or Trump, because hopefully those people who vote across the aisle, who are almost immediately censured by their own party because they vote for the other side too many times, those are the people I hope to cheer for, to empower. I might even move to Arizona just to vote for the gal one time. I don't know. But, you know, it can't be that somehow somebody's going to give you an answer. And the great Ned Beatty in the movie Shooter, there are no Sunnis and Shiites. There are no Democrats and Republicans. There's only the haves or the have-nots. And there's only so many seats at the table. And if it's kind of similar to what I said with when I was talking with Scott from Basement Benchwarmers. It's like the line that divides is vertical. No, it's not. It's horizontal. And if you think the line that divides is vertical, and you think that somebody who is the boss of your side of the vertical line, all they're doing is getting you to push them up higher and higher, and you're not realizing that the line is horizontal and you're pushing them further and further away from you. They're making sure that you never get a seat at the table. And it's like, until, in my opinion, until society gets their head out of their collective fannies and understands that both sides are completely full of crap, where do we ever go? How does it ever resolve itself?
Yeah, very, very similar to a person's FICO score. Everybody has heard of a FICO score. Very, very little people know what it's made of. How do I get it? How do I improve it? How does it go down? What is all this revolving debt? What is this installment? What are you talking about? I have no idea. Well, you could better believe that lending institutions and big banks know exactly what that stuff means. The only person in the equation that doesn't know what it means is the regular people. They just don't know. And if you do anything around this election time, educate yourself. Do not only allow yourself to read and hear that which you already believe. Rather, be objective. Learn things outside of your scope. When you talk to the normal person about FICO score, they're like, yeah, whatever. It's a three-digit number. Yeah, great, whatever. They don't really understand it. So if you take the time to understand it, you will find that it could massively work for you. Just similar to taxes. Everybody complains about taxes, and then you say, hey, are you using any of the tools that the IRS has put into place to actually reduce your taxable burden? They're like, huh? What? What are you talking about? Exactly. So the very institution that you're complaining about has put rules into place to lower the very taxes you're complaining about, and you have absolutely no idea what I'm talking about. That's the people who literally just simply eat what they're fed. And those are the people, like you said, that unknowingly lift up the haves and further entrench themselves in the have-nots. And that's a personal choice. That's a choice. Your circumstances don't matter. They literally don't. Like, everybody wants to look at situational and say, well, you know, if I had this or if I had that. Yeah, no, I totally hear you. What you're saying is you want the path to knowledge to be easy, to be paved. Yeah, well, it doesn't work that way. It's actually already paved for the haves, and the have-nots are got a long road to hoe, and it's very choppy, and there's a lot of rocks. But when you navigate that, you can find yourself on the other side of the coin. And what if you were out there educating the masses of, yo, don't complain. Don't complain about taxes. Let's educate ourselves on how to get around them, how to avoid them, how to pay less of them. That's what really we care about. Don't stand in the middle of a dark room and complain that it's dark. Go mosey your way over, smash your shin on something because it's dark. Deal with the pain and find the light switch and turn it on and let's move forward.
I don't know if I can increase on that kind of conversation, but it's good to have you back. It's good to be back. It's good to be doing this again. And the people of Kenosha have responded pretty well. You're never really quite sure how many people have clue on to what you do, and then all of a sudden you do it a little bit and you get the feedback that it's pretty well received, and I cannot imagine doing this and not having the voice of reason or the artist formerly known as Mr. Vegas as a part of the operation. And I gave you like 4 days notice on what we might actually talk about, and I just want to make sure that you realize that we may have changed the medium, but don't get too used to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I didn't even, I think I was more confused with all the prep time. So yeah, I would prefer you just randomly pick up the phone and say, hey, it's time.
It's time. But I don't know what the next 21 days brings. I don't know what the next 21 hours brings, quite honestly. But I'll be interested to see how this all plays out and to find some different angles for the Voice of Reason, because we can go in many, many different directions. And that's one good thing about when I pick up the phone and dial your number is I don't really necessarily have to have a direction, and I know it's going to be pretty good. So I appreciate you kind of helping me round out the political conversation, and look forward to see what we talk about next.
Awesome. Thanks for having me. Have a great week.